Hello, and welcome to the Winter 2015-16 edition of Community Health, caring for you close to home. Provided by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. In this issue, Going for Gold, how our hearing service helped Daphne's dream to come true. Real life, what would you do if you were told you'll never eat again? Health Watch Kent. We want to hear your experiences of health and social care services. We use your experience to help improve services for the future. Call us for free on 0808 801 0102 or email info@healthwatchkent.co.uk. Text 07525 861 639. Text NEED BSL for our British Sign Language interpreter to contact you. Visit our website www.healthwatchkent.co.uk, Facebook HW Kent, Twitter @HealthWatchKent. A new year, a new challenge. What will yours be? If your New Year challenge is giving up smoking or losing weight, our health improvement teams can help with that. But what if you are faced with a health challenge you hadn't planned for? This issue is all about the remarkable people who cope with the unimaginable, thanks to our wonderful NHS. Lorraine Baker talks about her recovery from a stroke aged just 30 with the help of our Sheppey Hospital teams, while John Palmer, who can never eat again, explains how he's adapted to tube feeding, thanks to our specialist dietitians. If that doesn't inspire you, read about how our cover girl Daphne won gold at the National Gymnastics Championships with a little help from our Children's Hearing Service. We hope you enjoy this issue. From the editor, Julia Rogers. 01622 211 946. Email juliarogers1@nhs.net. Our features. Moving on up. Challenging the stereotypes of school nurses. Going for gold. How deafness didn't stop Daphne. My last meal. John's incredible story of coping with tube feeding. Like family. Lorraine's story of recovering from a stroke. One of life's go-getters. The wheelchair delivering independence for Tina. Win M&S voucher. Just tell us your views. If you'd like to advertise in this magazine, please phone 01622 211 946 for a rate card. Our base, Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust, The Oast, Hermitage Court, Hermitage Lane, Barming, Maidstone, Kent, ME16 9NT. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Kent Community Health. Tweet us @NHSKentCHFT. Like us on LinkedIn. The team. Editor-in-Chief Natalie Yost, 01622 211 943. Editor Julia Rogers, 01622 211 946. Designers Julie Bignall and Karen Kelly. Contributors Faye Sinclair, Joe Trahan, Chloe Washbrook, Lewis King, Anna Hind and Julia Park.
Your shout. We love it when you tell us what you think, whether it's by carrier pigeon or social media. Here are some of our favourites. Flying home to the tender arms of the NHS. I've read your mag for the first time. It is really excellent. I have become more aware about health following my near-death experience in Mallorca. I felt unwell, so my friend insisted I saw the doctor, who took a blood test. I don't remember much after that and was unconscious when the ambulance arrived to take me to the private hospital in Palma. Some weeks later, I woke up to find myself being attended to by a couple of very nice nurses who told me in passably good English, "You can have it reversed, but it's major surgery." "Have what reversed?" I mumbled. "Your colostomy," she replied. Only then did I slowly begin to realise what had happened, by which time my two sons and my wife had flown in. I gathered they were told it was touch and go, that I would survive. 2 or 3 weeks passed, and I could just about get on to a most uncomfortable wooden chair with the help from the nurses. Having lost nearly 4 stone, I had no backside, so it was agony to sit there for a morning, but they refused to get me back into bed. The 3 girls who came to wash me each day were equally unsympathetic, throwing me from side to side like a rugby ball, and cleaning my teeth with what I swear was a wire brush. Quite soon, they advised me it was time to fly me back home into the tender arms of the NHS and to Pembury Hospital and a room of my own. I was tended to most wonderfully, as I could not walk or get out of bed for a long time. By late November, they transferred me to Edenbridge Hospital, which was charged with getting me on my feet. They did so gradually. Their care, not to mention their patience, was nothing short of amazing. I emerged just before Christmas, able to walk with a Zimmer. I take my hat off to the Spanish surgeons, but I do so particularly to the NHS and to all the staff who helped me so much on my way to getting well again at Pembury and at Edenbridge. Rex Johnson, by email. I'm getting laser treatment. I was reading the summary edition of your magazine about how you are using new laser pens to treat lymphoedema. I had suffered for a couple of months with lymphoedema after having a fall about 18 months ago, and the wound never really healed. I asked the Queen Victoria Hospital in Herne Bay about having the treatment, and I'm starting it next week, so thank you. The woman in the article said it worked for her, and I'm really hoping it works for me too. I'm going to get your magazine regularly. Jean Eves, Chestfield. Thanks for your help, nursing Dad. Thank you to all the district nurses from the Victoria Cluster in Ashford for the excellent care you gave our dad, Trevor. You have supported our family in nursing Dad at his home. It was his wish not to go into a hospice, and with your help he was able to stay with his family until the end. We take some comfort in this. It's been such a painful experience to watch our dad be eaten away by a terrible disease, but it was time for him to let go. Thank you from all of us. You have been brilliant, and we are so very grateful for your help, support, and kindness through this difficult time. Rita, Tony and Teresa, Ashford. Top tweets. Big up to all KCHFT staff who are working hard on the National Flu Programme. Well done and keep it up. Debbie Barton. My daughter had a great experience with the flu team yesterday. Thank you. Sarah Murphy. Well done to all the teams at hashtag NT Awards last night. Fab to see Kent so positively represented at NHS Kent CHFT at Medway Health. Liz Gray. Do you have a story you would like to share? Contact us at Community Health. Facebook fan? Find us at /Kent Community Health. Twitter tweeter? Follow us on Twitter at NHS Kent CHFT.
Big Thanet Health Check hits streets to help families. The Big Thanet Health Check saw more than 200 checks and health MOTs carried out at pop-up clinics in the community in November. Our Live Well, Live Longer teams set up a temporary health clinic in Asda in Broadstairs, as well as providing other drop-in clinics in pharmacies and health centres across the aisle, including Westwood Cross. Assistant Director for Health Improvement, Anne Ford, said, "We had whole families come together to get their health check. Our teams worked hard to make sure everyone who wanted to was seen and given expert health and wellbeing advice. The project shows people really do want to get their health checked, and by offering it to them in a convenient place, they will take up the offer. Ronald Hedges, 50, from Margate, and his wife Claire, 40, were among the first to take advantage of the clinic in Asda. Ronald said, "It has opened my eyes to a few things that I need to change. I do eat fruit and veg, but I'm more likely to tuck into burgers, chips and crisps, which I'm going to try to cut down on now. I also like the occasional smoke, but I've been motivated to quit completely." If you missed out on your NHS health check at Asda, you can also get one at your GP surgery or at a local clinic. Call 0300 123 1220 for more information, or visit www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk. What you said. Sheena Barrowdale, 44, from Ramsgate, popped into Asda after her shift at B&Q and was persuaded to have an on-the-spot check. She said, "My cholesterol was a bit high, so I've been advised to stop smoking. I'm definitely going to give it a go, as we've got our first grandchild on the way next year. I think it's brilliant that I was able to get my check. It was really convenient." Ian Holdy, 66, is a full-time carer from Cliftonville, said, "I read in the paper they were doing health checks. I don't go to the GP often, so I wouldn't have known that my blood pressure is a bit high. I've been advised to speak to my doctor as soon as possible." David Bullard, 45, a janitor from Asda, said, "My wife asked me to get one, so I took the chance. My blood pressure and cholesterol were both quite high, so I've been given some good advice on cutting down on salt and hopefully quitting smoking." Dr. Jones finds fame. Our Dr. Jones NHS Health Checks film is now being featured on the Public Health England national website and was recently shortlisted for a Halo Film Award. It was shortlisted in two categories, including Most Original Concept in the inaugural awards, which recognises excellence in healthcare filmmaking across the UK. Sadly, The Good Doctor didn't win a coveted prize, but the film was praised by judges for its innovation and use of humour. You can see it on our YouTube channel, where Dr. Jones explains just why you should have your NHS health check. Just search for Kent Community Health or visit www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk.
News in brief. New scanner gives patients full picture. An £8,000 bladder scanner will help to decide if patients need a catheter. The new addition to Kestrel Ward at Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital is thanks to the hospital's League of Friends. The handheld portable scanner is rolled over the patient's lower abdomen and can tell how many millilitres of urine are in the bladder. It also helps patients retrain their bladder muscles if they have had a catheter removed. Ward manager Cara Smith said, "I'm so grateful to the League of Friends. By scanning the bladder, we can give patients reassurance they don't need to go to the toilet and that it's in time gives them the confidence to trust their feelings as to whether or not they need a wee." Vice Chairman of the League of Friends, Molly Trussler, said, "Everything we do is to benefit the patients. To make a donation, email kestrel44@tiscali.co.uk. Charity donation in memory of Sharon. Our Shepway health visiting and school nursing teams have donated £705 to FLEA, a charity which helps women in Shepway suffering from domestic abuse to buy basic necessities and fund travel to safe locations. The teams were inspired to donate to charity in honour of colleague Sharon Griffiths, who died from cancer earlier this year. Born to Move app hits 5,000 downloads in 6 months. A pioneering NHS app to help parents with their newborn babies has hit 5,000 downloads. Born to Move was launched 6 months ago and gives advice to new mums, dads and carers on every stage from newborn, crawler and toddler to preschool. The app was devised by our health visitor Julia Haynes, who worked closely with fellow health visitors, Kent parents and Children's Centre staff on its development. Julia said, "Reaching 5,000 downloads so far is brilliant news and demonstrates that the vital message that babies are born to move is getting out there. It also reminds parents that babies are learning and making new brain connections every day. The feedback we've had is that parents appreciate simple tips on how to encourage their babies to be active from the start. It supports the vital work of our health visitors, and many parents have downloaded the app by the end of their visit. Other NHS trusts are also using it too, and we've even been to Westminster to talk about its success. The free app can be downloaded from the App Store and Google Play." Is smoking getting in the way of your fitness? Quit to Get Fit is a new NHS programme combining the support of a stop smoking programme with a fitness session. It's free and it can change your life. Courses started in January in these venues: the Ray Allen Centre, Ashford, that's on Thursday mornings; Stour Centre, Ashford, Thursday evenings; Sheerness Health Centre, Tuesday mornings. Call 0300 123 1220 option 1 for more details, or visit www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk.
Touching goodbye to Marion after 42 years NHS service. In a tearful and inspiring speech, our retiring Chief Executive Marion Dinwoodie delivered a parting request to colleagues to be the best you can be, and a heartfelt thanks to all the wonderful people in the NHS she had worked with. After 42 years in the NHS, Marion retired at the end of last year and said some of her proudest achievements had been while working for Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Talking about our Good Care Quality Commission rating, she said, "It was a fitting acknowledgement to our staff. You could neither buy nor bottle the pride they felt, and then the icing on the cake was becoming one of the very few new foundation trusts in recent times." She praised the hidden army of community services, which works hard to improve the quality of care they give to patients and keep you safe and well at home. Leslie Strong, previously Director of Adult Services, is our Acting Chief Executive until March, when Paul Bentley takes up the post permanently. Ready, steady, go. Our clubs kick off New Year for families. We've got great news for families in East Kent who want to eat well, move more and live longer. If you've got at least one child, aged 7 to 11, who is above a healthy weight, then our popular Ready, Steady, Go club is for you. It's a 12-week after-school club that will give you lots of hints and tips on how to eat well as a family and get more active together. We cover food labelling, cooking on a budget, healthy snacking and lots more, in a fun and interactive way. Then, each week, it's time to hit the gym with some great physical games that everyone can join in. We have clubs starting in venues in Folkestone, Dover, Ashford, Canterbury, Sheppey and Sittingbourne in January. To find out more and to book your free place, call 0300 123 1220 option 2 or visit www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk. Tackling FGM. Our school nurses are receiving specialist training so they can confidently talk to girls and women about female genital mutilation, FGM. FGM is a worldwide problem and Kent is no exception. There are 137,000 girls and women living with the consequences of FGM in the UK, and it is estimated that 60,000 girls under 15 are at risk. There are both long and short-term implications, including infection, pain, urinary retention, infertility, sepsis and death. School nurses are ideally placed to ask questions about FGM and offer support to children and women. Find out more about the work of our school nurses later in this recording.
Invaluable X-ray unit reopens at the hospital. The X-ray department at Edenbridge and District War Memorial Hospital has been officially reopened. It had to temporarily close while a new radiographer was recruited. Alison McCorry, team leader, said, "Our X-ray service is invaluable to the local community, meaning elderly and frail patients do not need to travel far if they need an X-ray. We are very grateful to our team at Sevenoaks Hospital, which minimised disruption by providing the X-ray service. We'd like to apologise for any inconvenience the closure caused to patients." Treats for Teddy as tots visit hospital. Teddies became willing patients as tiny tots from Rodmersham Primary School visited Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital. 4 and 5-year-olds were treated to a tour of the hospital's minor injury and X-ray unit, where our specialist nurses gave children a lesson on how to apply bandages, and the hospital's skeleton helped outline the key components of the body. Victoria Cover, head of clinical services for Swales, said, "The children loved using a stethoscope to listen to their friends' heartbeats, and the light box was the source of much amusement as they discovered how dirty their hands really were. These visits give us an opportunity to demystify the hospital for the children, and fingers crossed they won't, but if they need us in the future, hopefully the prospect will appear slightly less daunting." Campaign to help vulnerable prepare for winter. We joined forces with the British Red Cross to make sure vulnerable people and communities were well prepared for the onset of winter. To promote the British Red Cross Get Ready for Winter campaign, our nurses, therapists and health improvement teams have been busy handing out information and materials full of advice on how to prepare properly for winter. The aim was to reduce the number of people affected by emergency situations caused by snow, storms and flooding, and to encourage vulnerable people to sign the UK Power Networks, UKPN, Priority Services Register to receive additional support in a power cut. Beverly Bryant, KCHFT's Community Involvement Manager, whose grandmother has dementia, said, "My nan would find it difficult to understand the correct actions to take in the event of a power cut. Signing her up to the Priority Services Register was such a simple process and has given me peace of mind that should a power cut occur, she would quickly receive any help she may need. Visit www.redcross.org.uk to find out more or to join the Priority Services Register at www.ukpowernetworks.co.uk.
Meet the innovators. Every family needs a little bit of help sometimes, and our specially trained nurses and health visitors are happy to support. Young mums graduate from parenting programme. 35 young mums from Maidstone and Tunbridge have become the first graduates from the innovative Family Nurse Partnership programme in West Kent. The scheme, which is run by Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust and has been brought to the UK after success in America, offers 2.5 years of expert guidance and support to first-time mums under 20. Specially trained family nurses start working with teen mums from as early as 12 weeks into their pregnancy until their child turns 2. The scheme aims to support young women and their families who have little or no parenting or life experience skills to develop into the best mum they can be. For young mum Draguna Sulaj, the programme has been a lifeline. Originally from Albania, Dragana, 21, said she was shocked but excited when she fell pregnant with Isabella, now 2. Dragana, who lives with her husband and daughter in Maidstone and works part-time in a pub kitchen, said, "My family nurse Linda has been very good. At first I could not speak much English and my immediate family do not live here, so she was a great help with things like doctor's appointments. I love being a mum, but I had so much to learn. Linda was always there." Georgian Greenway, 20, from Allington, who is a mum to Caden 2, said, It was a huge shock when I fell pregnant. I wasn't prepared to be a mum. I had no experience and was worried I might break him. My family nurses, Pippa and Helen, were amazing. They gave me so much confidence and information on things to watch out for, how to keep Caden safe and places to go. Carol O'Malley, family nurse supervisor, said, "We're so proud of them all. They have shown how dedicated they are to being the best mums they can be." The programme is commissioned by Kent County Council and is available in Maidstone, Tunbridge, Malling, Gravesend, Dover, Thanet, Swale and Shepway. You can self-refer by phoning 01622 225 806 or 01795 433 961 or be referred by your school, midwife or GP. Questionnaire is crucial milestone checker for TOTS development. Our health visitors have begun offering an innovative questionnaire to all parents as part of a comprehensive health check for toddlers. The Ages and Stages questionnaire is nationally recognised to empower parents to have a say about their child's development. The questionnaire is sent to parents 2 weeks before their child's two-year health check and has five sections to work through. KCHFT's lead professional for health visiting, Adonika Omotayo, said, "It is not about checking up on someone's parenting skills. It's about empowering parents to feel involved and in control of their child's developmental milestones. It directs families to work through a series of questions to help parents analyse how well their children are performing tasks such as throwing a ball, climbing stairs, dressing themselves, and importantly, their communication skills. They can fill in the questionnaire and then come to the two-year check ready to discuss their child's progress with their health visitor. It's a wonderful opportunity for parents to see how well they are doing, ask any questions and seek expert advice on the issues that arise when a child turns two, such as potty training and fussy eating. It's also a chance for the health visitor to identify any areas of development the child might need specialist support with, and they can then be referred on to specialists such as speech and language therapists if necessary. To book a two-year health check for your child or to find out more, please contact your health visitor or search for health visiting at www.kentcht.nhs.uk.
Ask the experts. Something you need a little bit of advice about, our team of experts can answer all your questions. Our experts. Nikki Lucy is the Director of Nursing. Nikki trained at Uxbridge, Middlesex, also has an MBA from Solent University. She has a professional background in cardiothoracic and critical care. Nikki's responsibilities include nursing leadership and providing advice to the board, quality standards and performance, clinical governance, improving patient experience and patient safety, safeguarding children and adults. Sherry Ryder is the Clinical Improvement Project Manager and Tissue Viability Service Lead. Sherry trained as a nurse at Guy's Hospital in London. She has more than 40 years' experience as a nurse, working both as a district nurse, tissue viability nurse, and in orthopaedics. She was recently appointed as the new clinical lead for pressure damage for the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Patient Safety Collaborative. Our clinical experts are best at giving advice for your medical needs. However, the team is happy to signpost you to carer support organisations which can give you more advice. Our courageous carers. Carers provide many hours of unpaid support for their family and friends who are ill, frail and have long-term conditions. With the winter exacerbating many illnesses, this time of year can be incredibly difficult for our hidden army of carers. But help is out there. Here we answer your common questions. I've recently had to cut down my hours at work to care for my wife who has early onset dementia. We're struggling financially and I'm finding it hard. I'm not sure where to start. Nikki, I'm really sorry to hear about the tough time you're having. I would recommend you think about having a carer's assessment so you can get some help and advice. The Care Act 2014 makes carers' assessment more widely available to people in caring roles. Local authorities like Kent County Council now have a legal duty to assess any carer who requests one or who appears to need support. The assessment is your opportunity to tell someone what impact caring has on you and your life. The assessor will look at your situation and discuss with you what might be available to make your caring role easier. The council can often put you in touch with other organisations, such as local charities that you can talk to, like Alzheimer's Society, www.alzheimers.org.uk, telephone 0300 222 1122, or the Kent Dementia Helpline, 0800 500 3014. Carers' support organisations can provide information on welfare benefits and financial support. You could be entitled to carers' allowance and, in some circumstances, a reduction in council tax. My husband has Alzheimer's and I have COPD and diabetes. We almost have to take it in turns to care for each other, but he's much worse recently and I feel lonely and a bit lost. Friends invite me out, but I feel too guilty to leave him, and I don't trust anyone else to look after him. Nikki. When you are caring for someone else, it can be all too easy to ignore your own needs. Balancing a life of your own alongside your caring role is important, not only for you, but for the person you care for. If you become ill, stressed, or unhappy, your ability to care will suffer. Sometimes you need to take a break, whether it's to go on holiday, catch up with friends, or simply have a rest. If it's unsafe to leave your husband, alternative arrangements can be made. You might also like to meet up with other carers or carer organisations, which run social activity groups you could join. Kent's carers' support organisations offer free courses called Caring with Confidence. The courses will help you identify your own strengths, look after your own health and well-being, and develop coping strategies. My wife is recovering from an operation, and when she left hospital, I was told to keep an eye out for pressure areas. What does this mean? Sherry, it's really easy to develop pressure ulcers, or bed sores, as you might know them, if you sit or lie for long periods without moving. Check the skin daily on areas which are in contact with a surface for red patches. Common areas are the spine and tailbone, the small bone at the bottom of your spine, heels or toes, shoulders or shoulder blades, elbows, back of your head, rims of your ears, knees, ankles. People who use wheelchairs are also at risk of developing pressure ulcers on their bottoms and the back of their arms, legs and hip bone. If you spot any patches, let your GP or healthcare professional know. If your wife is under an NHS team, ask them for any equipment or products to protect the skin, and if possible, encourage or help your wife to move position frequently. Make sure she stays clean and dry, and don't be afraid to ask for help. She needs to eat and drink regularly, as her body needs to repair itself. My dad is 83. And recently had a fall and has lost his confidence. He is staying with me at the moment and I've been told he is more at risk of a blood clot. Why is this and what can I do? Sherry, when someone falls, they often become less mobile afterwards because they are injured and they can also lose confidence. Lack of movement increases the risk of developing a blood clot. But by helping him to move his feet up and down and round in circles, This will increase his circulation and reduce his risk. It is also important to look at the reasons for his fall to make sure it doesn't happen again. If someone hasn't eaten or drunk enough, they may experience dizzy spells or lightheadedness, which can increase the risk of falling. It may make them prone to constipation, which can reduce their appetite too. Regular drinks help by flushing the bladder, as well as helping to improve circulation by removing toxins and reducing the risk of clots. Make sure he drinks 6 to 8 drinks a day, and you could look at referring to one of our falls classes to help him regain his confidence and strength. You can find more information here, www.kentcht.nhs.uk/falls. Carers Support Services near you. Carers First, West Kent, Dartford, Gravesham, Swanley, Strood and Rochester. 3 Canterbury Street, Gillingham. Phone 0300 303 155. Email info@carersfirst.org.uk. www.carersfirst.org.uk. Carers Support, Ashford, Shepway and Swale. Norman House, Beaver Business Park, Ashford. Phone 01233 664393. Email admin@carers-ashford.org.uk. www.carers-ashford.org.uk. Maidstone and Morling Carers Project, 39 to 38 Marsham Street, Maidstone. Phone 01622 685276. Email carers@vam-online.org.uk. www.vam-online.org.uk. Carers Support, Canterbury, Dover and Thanet, 8 Middle Street, Deal. Phone 01304 364637. Email support@carers-doverdistrict.org. Need more advice? Visit our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk/carers.
Moving on up. Find out how our school nursing teams help Kent children to grow up healthy and happy. Our fantastic school nursing teams travel the length and breadth of the county every week, making sure your children are growing up to be as healthy as they can be. From tackling obesity to disease, our professional specialist community public health nurses support schools and parents to make sure there's nothing that gets in the way of a child reaching their full potential. As well as carrying out national government programmes, the teams, supported by school nurse assistants and registered nurses, also provide a wealth of general health advice. Fiona McKenna, school nurse for Maidstone, said, "When people think of school nurses, they often imagine the olden days of Nitty Nora and queuing up to get weighed in your vest and pants. But school nursing has moved on, and we're now a professional team with a special remit to make sure Kent school children are as healthy as possible. We do this by supporting the National Child Measurement Programme and also the School Immunisation Programme, including flu vaccinations, HPV and Year 10 boosters to prevent tetanus, diphtheria, polio and meningitis." Not many people realise that school nurses can also give expert advice to children and parents on all aspects of growing up and staying healthy, including advice on bedwetting, behaviour, healthy eating, emotional well-being, puberty and sexual health, smoking and drug taking, and support for complex health needs. Fiona says, "We really do see and hear it all, so there's no need to be embarrassed or shy about talking to a school nurse. We're here to help." Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust provides school nursing in most parts of Kent, excluding Swale and Medway, and also in East Sussex. Show us your flu face. Children aged 2 to 4 and those in years 1 and 2 at primary school are being offered a free flu vaccine this year. But it's good news for children as the vaccine isn't being given via the usual injection method, but by a pain-free nasal spray. Immunisation nurse Louise King said, "It doesn't hurt at all, but it can feel a bit cold and tickly when it goes up your nose. The children don't mind, but they can pull some funny faces." Why children are being offered a flu vaccine. Flu can be really horrible for children. They have the same symptoms as adults, including fever, chills, aching muscles, headache, stuffy nose, dry cough and sore throat lasting up to a week. Some children may develop a very high fever or complications of flu, such as bronchitis, pneumonia and painful middle ear infection, which may need a stay in hospital. Very occasionally, a child may die from flu. For children with long-term health conditions such as diabetes, asthma, heart disease or lung disease, getting flu can be very serious as they are more at risk of developing serious complications. The nasal spray works well in children and gives them good protection against catching flu. In fact, the nasal spray is more effective than the injected flu vaccine, especially in younger children, which is why children are being routinely offered the nasal spray rather than the flu jab. As the vaccine is absorbed very quickly, it will still work even if your child has a runny nose, sneezes or blows their nose straight after being vaccinated. Are there children who shouldn't have the flu vaccine? There are a few children who should avoid the nasal spray flu vaccine. It's not suitable for children who have a severely weakened immune system, severe egg allergy, severe asthma. Children with mild to moderate asthma are able to have the flu nasal spray. Active wheezing at the time of vaccination. Children unable to have the nasal spray vaccine may be able to have the flu injection instead. What is the National Child Measurement Programme? As part of the National Child Measurement Programme, children are weighed and measured at school. The information is used by the government to plan health services for children. If you have a child in reception, ages 4 and 5, or year 6, ages 10 and 11, you will receive a letter with more information before your child is measured. On the day, our school nurses will weigh and measure your child in their clothes at school. They'll make sure the measurements are done sensitively and in private. Your child's results will not be shared with teachers or other children. You should get a letter a couple of weeks after the visit, letting you know your child's measurements. If they are overweight, you can get support to help them to reach a healthy weight. Who provides this help depends where in Kent you live. Why do we do this? About 1 in 5 children in reception are overweight or very overweight, obese, rising to 1 in 3 by year 6. Research shows that if your child is overweight now, they are more likely to be overweight as an adult, which can lead to serious health problems in later life, such as type 2 diabetes. This measurement is an important way of checking how your child is growing. If your child's results surprise or worry you, speak to your GP or school nurse for advice and support. To find out about services in your area to help children and families reach a healthy weight, phone 0300 123 1220 option 2 or visit www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk. Going for gold. Bending over backward to help our patients fulfil their lifelong ambitions is all in a day's work for our Children's Hearing Service, as Chloe Washbrook found out. If the sparkling gold medal wasn't evidence enough of how special 10-year-old Daphne Harrington is, watching her practice acrobatics definitely seals the deal. For this gymnastics enthusiast from Dartford, backflips, handstands and walkovers are as natural as walking. In fact, she's such a natural that earlier this year, along with her competition partner, Daphne won the gold medal at the National Gymnastics Championships in the disability category. An amazing achievement that would not have been possible without the support of our Children's Hearing Service, so says Daphne's mum, Sonia. Diagnosed with bilateral hearing loss at an early age, Daphne has been under the care of audio-vestibular medicine consultant Dr. Raj Nandi and the audiology team at Sevenoaks Hospital for 5 years. "The team is wonderful," said Sonia. "Daphne was tested and diagnosed at a young age because her older brother, Sylvester, was also diagnosed with partial hearing loss by the team, and they have looked after us all from the very beginning. Luckily, my youngest son, Leonardo, doesn't have any hearing loss, but they do believe there is a genetic link." Anytime we had a problem or question, they were always there, and we enjoy going to visit them for checkups. We could have treatment closer to home, but always choose to travel to Sevenoaks so we can see the team. Fortunately for Daphne, her hearing loss is moderate and non-progressive, which means with the help of a personalised hearing aid in each ear that is reviewed and assessed regularly, she can go about her life like any other 10-year-old. In fact, according to Daphne, there are actually some benefits to having hearing aids. She said, "I like that I can choose the colours I want when they need to be changed. When I don't wear them, everything sounds a bit like whispering, so if I need some peace and quiet, I just take my hearing aids out. It's great when I have tests at school." Along with her husband, Sion, Sonia knew nothing would hold Daphne and her love of gymnastics back. "We have no idea where she gets her talent from, but since her first competition, she has been absolutely hooked," said Sonia. "She practices at least 8 hours a week at her club and is always wearing her leotard and leaping about the house. We just love to watch her." For Daphne and her gymnastics partner, Charlotte, who does not have hearing loss, to compete at a national level in the disability category, they had to medically qualify. This is where the children's hearing team stepped in again. Dr. Raj Nandi said, "When Sonia asked us to help Daphne qualify for the gymnastics competition, we were thrilled to help and complete the medical bid. Sometimes living with hearing loss can be challenging, but we really believe it shouldn't hold someone back from doing what they love or pursuing their dreams. We love to see our patients thrive, and it's wonderful to know one of our patients is a champion. We are all really proud of Daphne and her amazing success." Acrobatic gymnastics, nicknamed Acro, is a competitive form of gymnastics where partners perform together, creating acrobatic moves and dancing set to music. It is not an Olympic sport, but its popularity has grown so much that there may be plans to include it in the future. It's a fair bet Daphne Harrington is practicing for that ultimate gold medal already. If you have concerns about your child's hearing, please speak to your GP or healthcare professional, who can refer you to the service. How can we help? The Children's Hearing Service is a consultant-led paediatric audiology service offering hearing assessment and habilitation for children from birth to 16 years old in West Kent, Medway and Swale. My last meal. Ex-soldier John Palmer from Dover hasn't eaten a meal in more than a year after suffering a stroke. Here he speaks to Julia Rogers about how dietitians from our home enteral nutrition service have been his godsend. As John Palmer tucked into Egg and Soldiers one morning last September, he had no idea it would be the last meal ever to pass his lips. While it may have been a fitting choice for the former colour sergeant, the 69-year-old says if he had had an inkling of what was about to happen, he would have definitely picked roast lamb with all the trimmings. But that day, the granddad of three was diagnosed with a paralysed epiglottis, the flap of cartilage at the back of the tongue, which prevents food from going into the lungs, and told he would never eat again. John said, "I didn't believe it at first. I just said, 'And how long until you can fix that?' When they said there was no cure, I couldn't believe it." For the past year, John has been fed through a flexible tube in his stomach, known as a percutaneous endoscopic gastrostomy, or PEG for short. His daily routine involves four feeds, where he pours a build-up shake through a syringe connected to the tube in his stomach. If he eats anything, he risks food and drink going into his lungs and choking, or developing an infection which could kill him. Even drinking a cup of tea is a challenge and a two-handed job. "I have to swish it around my mouth to enjoy the taste and then spit it into a cup," he said. John was just 38 and serving in the army in Northern Ireland when he suffered a stroke which left him paralysed down his left side and unable to walk, speak or eat. He said, "I was under a lot of stress at the time. I was at an army dinner sitting on a bar stool where my left side just went dead and my face dropped. It was a long road ahead, and John spent 3 months in hospital learning to walk again, returning once a week for therapy. All I wanted to do was die," he said. "My wife would come into the hospital and try and get me out of bed, and I hated it. It was horrific. My son was 14 and he had to take me to the toilet. I didn't know it then, but I was suffering from depression, but it wasn't diagnosed until 20 years later." A smoker, John was diagnosed with COPD and bronchitis, where the lungs fill with mucus, about 5 years ago. He said, "I was working at Connaught Barracks in Dover and was promoted to a job in Wiltshire, and when I arrived I said I didn't smoke. That's how I gave up." I was getting repeated chest infections because I had E. coli in my lungs that had become resistant to antibiotics, and I kept ending up in hospital. I had gone to the hospital for an injection to try and zap the bugs, and I was just chatting to the doctor, saying that every time I ate, I coughed. Suspicious of what might be happening, John was booked for a barium meal, during which he had a drink while an X-ray was taken. The radiographer came rushing out, bent me over and started banging on my back. He had watched the fluid going straight into my lungs. That day I was told my epiglottis was paralysed and I'd never eat again. At first, John admits he couldn't come to terms with it and has had a long battle with depression. He was fitted with a PEG in September last year and in August, after a stint living in Hastings, moved back to Dover under the care of our home enteral nutrition service. I've never had a service like the HEN team. They are incredible, especially Sharon Saunders, Julie Nimmo and Elizabeth Diamond. John said, Julie went above and beyond late one night driving all over Kent to get a new part to fix my PEG, and Sharon showed me how I can feed if mine breaks. Sharon gives the impression she has all the time in the world, even though I know she hasn't. I can't find the words to describe how important she is to me. She's a big part of my life. The worst thing has been the loss of control in my life, but Sharon never rushes me, looks at her watch or dictates. She'll listen and then she'll give suggestions of what we might do if I have a problem, like if I'm losing weight, and then ask me if that's what I want and whether I'd like it if she wrote to my doctor. She looks at the whole person. She'll pick up if I'm a bit depressed, and she's been finding some stroke support groups for me. Initially, I was just given a vanilla meal, but Sharon told me there were 5 different flavours. It may sound stupid because I can't taste them, but it's about having some control, and I do get some reflux so that I can taste it. I'm also getting heartburn and feel bloated, and Sharon's advised changing my water and my feed to one which gives the same nutritional content with less liquid. Since I've had the PEG, the infections have decreased and I haven't been in hospital with an infection in more than a year. John says while it's a daily battle and he still struggles with depression, the HEN service is helping to give him the quality of life to keep going. He said, I'm quite happy sitting with the family while they eat. I still enjoy the social side and will happily go out for meals with them. I have 3 grandchildren. I taught my eldest to swim and ride a bike, and I want to be around to do that for Lily May too, and Denny 4 also. It's all about having quality of life, and the HEN team certainly gives me enough good quality to want to keep going. I can't thank them enough. What the HEN service does. The HEN service launched in 2004 and works hard to support children and adults with feeding tubes at home and avoid admission to hospital. Sharon, who has been with the team for 8 years, said, Our caseload has tripled since we launched, as patients and babies born prematurely survive with more complex conditions as medicine advances. A lot of the work I did with John first was listen. What struck me was how socially isolated he felt, so it was about supporting him to get back to his exercise on prescription scheme. Then it was about trialling savoury products, tweaks to his feeding tube regimen to reduce his nausea and bloating, and generally trying to improve his quality of life. Breaking boundaries for Isadora. Mum Etta Bonguli has praised our HEN service for breaking down boundaries so her teenage daughter can have fresh home-cooked food. Zombie-loving teenager Isadora, 16, from Ramsgate, was born with Rett syndrome, a rare genetic condition that affects development, causing severe disability. Etta, who was living in Greece with her son Somerset, now 19, when Izzy was born, explained, I knew something was wrong as soon as she was born, as she didn't cry. She didn't reach any of her developmental milestones. She never sat up, spoke, or walked. Many children with Rett syndrome develop these in the first couple of years and then lose them, but Izzy never progressed. She was about 2 when she was diagnosed, and that's when we decided to come home. Until a virus and nasty complication 4 years ago, Izzy was able to eat orally, but is now fed through a nasogastric NG tube, passed it to the stomach via the nose. Etta said she used to love shepherd's pie with aubergines, but 2011 was a horrendous year. She kept having adverse reactions to drugs and was on a ventilator about 4 times and had to be tube fed. That's when our home enteral nutrition service, HEN, and highly specialist HEN dietitian and deputy service manager Bryony Donaldson stepped in. Most adults and children who are tube fed are given prescribed commercially prepared liquid feeds, which contain all the essential nutrients they need on a daily basis, and sometimes extra fluids. Etta explained, It didn't matter how slow the pump was, Izzy couldn't even tolerate 5 mils of feed. She was being sick constantly, her blood pressure kept dropping, she'd be saturated in sweat and we were changing her about 12 times a day. She had diarrhoea and was losing weight. It was heartbreaking to see. She was pale, had black rings round her eyes and was skin and bones. I couldn't understand why Izzy wasn't tolerating a lot of food, and when her allergy tests were repeated, it all became clear. She is allergic to cow's milk, eggs, peanuts and soya. It transpired that Izzy also has mast cell activation disorder. The disorder causes chemical sensitivity and may have been why Izzy was reacting so badly to enteral feeds and proton pump inhibitors, which are a group of drugs that reduce gastric acid production. Like most mums, Etta was willing to try anything and came across an article from the States about a blended diet, regular food blended to a consistency that can be easily passed through a feeding tube, which she spoke to Bryony about. Bryony said, "Most children who are tube-fed manage well on commercial feed formulas, and these are the gold standard formulations for enteral feeding. Izzy was reacting so badly to these, Etta was keen to try a method of liquidising food herself. Giving liquidised food via an enteral feeding tube is not recommended best practice in the UK, as it does come with increased risk of infection, volume and tolerance issues, and is using feeding equipment against its licence. However, in Izzy's case, we had very limited options, and trying this was fully risk assessed to make sure it was clinically the right decision. I did lots of research, and as Etta was committed to following all our advice and liquidising high quality food, we worked out a plan together where I could monitor Izzy's intake to make sure she was getting all the nutrients she needed safely. There have been lots of discussions among healthcare professionals countrywide, and the jury is still out, but when you see huge improvements, such as in Izzy's case, it makes us all think. Hopefully further research will be funded in the future." Bryony advised Etta of a Facebook group where other patients are sharing tips, Blended Diet UK, and after investing in a new blender, Etta set about giving Izzy a vegan blended diet and regular trips to Etta's favourite home food shop. The results have been miraculous. Izzy hasn't been sick for a year, she started to put on weight and has been able to attend the Dame Valley Centre in Broadstairs once a week, where her tutor has been showing her how to cook. Etta said, "It's hard work but worth it. Bryony has been brilliant, she's very supportive and really has gone above and beyond. It feels like Izzy is our only client. She's researched things for us, keeps in regular contact with her consultant, and I write food diaries so she can check Izzy is getting everything she needs. Izzy is now stable and has come on leaps and bounds, as being able to have the blended food gives her greater independence. Being able to cook for Izzy and go out and choose foods together is great. We don't know what the future may hold and whether Izzy will be able to eat normally again, but we never say never." You can read more incredible stories of the work of our hen service on our website, www.kentcht.nhs.uk/hen. How you can contact us: East Kent, email kcht.henadmin@nhs.net, phone 01227 594 660. West Kent, email hen.nhswestkent@nhs.net, phone 01732 376 844.
Spot on, your story. Life-changing health conditions don't just affect our patients, but our colleagues too. Georgie Devaney, ward sister at Tunbridge Cottage Hospital, tells us about her battle to be normal while living with a debilitating bowel condition, and how a bag called Spot has given her back her life. "I was diagnosed with idiopathic slow transit bowel in 2008. This means my colon was so slow I could not go to the toilet. In turn, my immune system was not working properly, and all the toxins were building up in my body. I had to take enormous quantities of laxatives to make anything happen, and the pain was sometimes indescribable. This happened just as I was writing my last assignments before I qualified as a nurse. I managed to qualify and became a staff nurse in infection control, but my work was constantly hindered with sickness, and I went into hospital 3 times with obstructions. At the time, I think my condition was just considered as a bit of a problematic constipation, and I don't think the underlying reason was ever taken as seriously as it should have been. I became very sick while on holiday in Spain, and after needing morphine patches for the pain, I decided enough was enough and sought private medical care. At the time, there was not a specialist continence team available to me. I saw a fantastic consultant surgeon who has saved my life 3 times. He asked me about my symptoms and my history and said my colon was not only not working, but that the nerves had been damaged and these would not repair. In 2013, I decided to have a loop ileostomy, where your small bowel is diverted through an opening in the tummy to allow the small intestine or colon to heal. The opening is known as a stoma, and a special bag is placed over the stoma to collect waste that you would usually pass on the toilet. The operation left me very poorly, and it took 3 months for me to recover. I went back to work, but unfortunately developed a parastomal hernia, which made it hard to work and meant I would need yet another operation to repair it. Before I decided to have further surgery, I changed my job and became the ward sister at Tunbridge Cottage Hospital, which I love. I am very supported by my team and managed to delay further surgery until last year, when I had a 6-hour operation to repair my hernia and give me a permanent ileostomy, I call spot. 3 months later, I was back at work. I have to wear a hernia prevention belt 24 hours a day, and that impacts hugely on how I think I look. It's important that people with stomas know that it's normal to feel this way and that you're not alone or a freak. Having an ileostomy or any stoma is a life-changing procedure. It doesn't just affect your body, but your mind and your spirit too. Also, you go from being a confident person to one who feels like everyone can smell you or spend a lot of time worrying about leakage and other issues. It is not easy. I'm stronger for Spot, and I am who I am because she has helped me to live again. Yes, I have had to adapt, but it has not stopped me. I've also managed to go on a healthy eating plan, and I'm almost 2 stones lighter. This year, I completed a degree in end-of-life care and saw my team win the Executive Award at this year's KCHFT Staff Awards. I have never been so well and alive, and I could not have made it through without the support of my amazing husband, Sean, and, of course, Spot. If you have any concerns about your continence or would like some advice, you can phone our Kent Continence Service on 0300 7900 310, or visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/continence.
Family. Mum of one, Lorraine Baker, was just 30 when she suffered a stroke in her sleep in June last year. She spoke to Julia Rogers about how, thanks to the incredible teams at Sheppey Hospital, she enjoyed Christmas at home. When 10-year-old Paris Baker couldn't wake her mum, she bravely walked to school and told her head teacher, "There's something wrong with my mummy." But it wasn't until Lorraine, 30, from Canterbury, suffered a second stroke a year later that an MRI scan revealed the cause. Now the mum of one has spent the past 6 months with the help of community nurses and physiotherapists at Sheppey Hospital learning to walk and even do the simplest things, like master the art of putting on her own bra. She said, "It's been a long road, but the teams at Sheppey have been there every step. They've been like my family. I was determined to walk again, but every now and then it felt like I wasn't in the driving seat of my own life. They supported me, let me cry and built me back up. I class them as friends now." Lorraine suffered a stroke on the 15th of June after working repeated 15-hour shifts as a carer in a residential home. She said, "I went to get out of bed and take a step, but I couldn't feel my left-hand side. I fell to the floor, knocking out my front tooth on the radiator. I couldn't understand what had happened. My boyfriend was asleep and I shouted and he called an ambulance. Lorraine admits to being dumbfounded when doctors at Medway Maritime Hospital told her she had had not one but two strokes. I couldn't believe it. I suffer with low blood pressure and thought I'd fallen over and had a concussion, but I couldn't walk or move my left arm and was being sick. Then the MRI showed I'd had two strokes, a mini stroke a year before, and then this one, which was worse. The effects of a mini stroke or transient ischemic attack, TIA, only last for a few minutes or hours and resolve within a day. But Lorraine's second stroke left her paralysed down her left side. She spent 3 weeks in Medway Hospital, during which time she focused on recovering enough movement in her fingers in her left hand to be able to eat a packet of crisps. I was really depressed. It was more the psychological part than the physical, as well as losing my front tooth. Then I came to Sheppey and it felt like everything started to turn a corner, she said. Lorraine was cared for by KCHFT's community nursing team on the 24-bed Hearty ward, which works closely with Medway Community Healthcare's physiotherapists, occupational therapists and speech and language therapists, who created a 5-day-a-week physio regime in the hospital's gym. Sister Linda Pettit explained, "Having a stroke can be incredibly scary, especially in someone so young. It's natural to feel depressed. As part of the nursing team, it's our job to help patients regain their independence, manage their pain and medication and keep their spirits up, which helps to support their rehabilitation, as recovering from a stroke can take a lot of hard work." Lorraine may have had her down days, but she was incredibly determined to walk again. Lorraine said, "The team is amazing. My left foot wanted to bend in all the time and would constantly search for the ground, and they would have to place it on the floor. I transferred with the help of two of the team to the commode, and gradually I was able to do more. When I first arrived, my main goal was to learn how to put my own bra on and eat with a knife and fork. Within weeks I could do that again, and soon after I was washing myself and putting my clothes on. I loved all the team, healthcare assistants Frances Woodford, Lois Bassandra and Simone Brown, associate practitioner Alex Mulwinney, Sister Emma Kettle, the list goes on. Sister Linda Pettit, she's one of my favourites. I can't tell you how grateful I am to all of them. They go above and beyond. They bought me in mindfulness books so I made pictures for them. They build up rapport with patients. I am so grateful. They're not just staff, they are like family. They were my family while I was in there." Now back at home, Lorraine is walking with the aid of a small frame and is being visited twice a week by the community physio team. She is also having functional electrical stimulation, FES, which uses small electrical impulses to help the muscles to lift the foot. She said, "If you had told me a couple of months ago I would be walking, I wouldn't have believed you. Having a stroke knocked the wind out of my sails, and it's been a long recovery, but I feel so much better. I'm still in a bit of pain. It feels like I have electric shocks in my arms and legs, but that's a good sign as it's the nerves starting to fire again, and I have painkillers. I couldn't wait to get home, but I miss the staff. Once I'm stronger, I want to start volunteering at the hospital to give something back as a way of saying thank you for everything they've done for me." Every year, around 110,000 people have a stroke in England, and it is the third largest cause of death after heart disease and cancer. Symptoms of a stroke. The main symptoms of stroke can be remembered with the word FAST: face, arms, speech, time. Face. The face may have dropped on one side. The person may not be able to smile, or their mouth or eye may have dropped. Arms. The person with suspected stroke may not be able to lift both arms and keep them there because of arm weakness or numbness in one arm. Speech. Their speech may be slurred or garbled, or the person may not be able to talk at all despite appearing to be awake. Time. It is time to dial 999 immediately if you see any of these signs or symptoms.
One of life's go-getters. Each year, our wheelchair service works with thousands of clients to deliver them as much independence as possible. Here, Tina Eaton, who has cerebral palsy, and her mum Chris explain to Chloe Washbrook the difference it makes. Tina Eaton does not let anything hold her back from enjoying life, least of all the fact she has cerebral palsy. Thanks to the support of her family and the help of our wheelchair service, the 45-year-old from St Mary's Bay in Dymchurch enjoys her independence, getting out and about in the community and seaside walks with her trusty support dog, Arkadas. Tina developed cerebral palsy after her traumatic birth left her starved of oxygen. She tried to come out one foot first and got stuck, said Chris, Tina's mum and full-time carer. The condition has affected all the muscles in Tina's body, impacting on all the things that most people take for granted. Everything from her speech to walking and using her hands to grip and pick up things are limited by her condition. In her own words, Tina said, "It's like you are fighting your own body all the time." Diagnosed at a year old, Chris explained what it was like when Tina was a baby. Cerebral palsy just wasn't talked about. I didn't even know what the words meant. I just knew she couldn't sit up on her own or hold a spoon to feed herself. Despite this, Chris always made sure Tina had the right support in place so she could live as normal a life as possible. "We absolutely love our holidays," Chris said. "We even gave our dogs Turkish names because we have so many great memories of our times there." Tina has never ever let her disability stop her from doing what she wants. A previous wheelchair was literally driven all over the ruins in Turkey and round the Rock of Gibraltar. As the years have gone on, Tina's needs have changed, and she needed more support to sit up straight and support her posture. Enter the support of our dedicated wheelchair service. After a thorough assessment and review from rehabilitation engineering manager Paul Moodley and occupational therapist Chris Mulligan, Tina is now equipped with a high-tech electronic wheelchair that she controls with the use of her left elbow. Chris said, "It's absolutely fantastic when we're able to work with a client who is so keen to live life to the fullest. We are also impressed by how motivated Tina is not to let her disability get in the way of her life. She is truly one of life's go-getters, and we are really proud to be able to support her with a wheelchair that fits her needs." Having a wheelchair to support Tina so she could be as independent as possible was vital, and having a team of experts available to make sure the wheelchair was right for her has been priceless. She said, "I can't recommend the team enough. They have always taken so much time to understand my needs and listen to what's important to me. If something didn't work, they would come back and fix it. I struggled to get into my old chair, so they have provided me with one that I can not only control with my elbow, but also the seat moves forward and back, so I can get in it and sit comfortably. It has waist cushions to help me sit upright and keep me comfortable, a headrest and a safety belt to keep me secure. It's an impressive piece of equipment, but for Tina, it's so much more than that." She said, "My chair helps me to get out and about and socialise. I can go out on my own for a drink with friends or go on a walk with my gorgeous dog, and Mum doesn't have to worry about me. I don't know how people can just stay indoors. You've got to fight it and get out and about and enjoy life." How can we help? You need a referral from a GP or healthcare professional to use our service. If you have previously used the service, you can phone the number 0300 7900128 to discuss a review of your needs or a new assessment. The Wheelchair Assessment Service, email kcht.wheelchairservice-kent@nhs.net. Website www.kentcht.nhs.uk/wheelchairs.
Involve me. There are many ways you can give your feedback or help us improve services. One way is to be a volunteer. We're always on the lookout for help, whether it's to support hospital wards and departments or to work on a reception area. Here, Lewis King speaks to some of our volunteers about their reasons. Trolleys to the rescue. Trolley dollies Maureen West and Sharon Warren like to bring the sunshine to patients at Sheppey Hospital and brighten up their day with their selection of snacks and magazines. The Minster pair, who have more than 7 years volunteering experience between them, enjoy giving something back to patients and staff. Sharon, 57, said, "It's a real close-knit community within the hospital at Sheppey. Everyone knows each other and comes in with a smile, volunteers and staff alike." 6 months after joining as a volunteer, Carolyn Wheeler, Voluntary Services Manager, asked if Sharon could introduce a trolley for the patients on the wards. Sharon knew Sittingbourne Hospital had something similar, so went to see how they did it first. Maureen and Sharon, who are also ably assisted by volunteer Jack Scarfe, now take the trolley up to the ward once a day, which is particularly welcomed by patients who are too sick to visit the hospital shop. Maureen, 76, explains, "The patients are so grateful for the trolley service. Sometimes we get some cheeky patients, and if they're here for several weeks, we can build up a good rapport with them." Sharon added, "The trolley lifts patients' spirits. In a way, it is their contact with the outside world while they're on the ward. So if we can bring them some sunshine, even in winter, and brighten up their day, then it's certainly worth doing." A helping hand. Wannabe occupational therapist Rachel Gill thinks volunteering with our musculoskeletal physiotherapy service played a helping hand in securing her place at university. The 29-year-old from Maidstone has just landed a place to study occupational therapy at Canterbury Christ Church University and said her weekly experience at the Churchill Centre in Aylesford with our 11-strong physio team really helped. She's been working there for 4 hours a week since November 2014, when Maria Swaby, one of our volunteer managers, was able to find Rachel a suitable role. Rachel explains, "I greet patients and book them in for their appointments and support the physios with their general admin duties. I help to clean the physiotherapy equipment and get the treatment beds ready for new patients. Having the experience of volunteering in a clinical environment certainly helped me in my interview for university. It's also a great thing to put on your CV or to include in any job application. The physio staff were so helpful and supportive. Even though I only give 4 hours a week, it still makes a huge difference. The staff are so grateful for any extra help and I really enjoy what I do, so it's a win-win situation really. Volunteering is very flexible and there are lots of different options available." For my husband. Ex-matron Margaret Mays from Sittingbourne says it was the care for her dying husband by community nurses that made her want to give something back. She volunteers on the inquiry desk at Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital with Eugene Ryan, 82, from Conyer, who suggested the desk to lighten the load on receptionists dealing with general inquiries and give them more time to book patient appointments. Margaret added, "I volunteer every Tuesday morning on the inquiry desk with Eugene. Some people come to the desk purely for a chat. For some, we may be the only people they speak to all day, so I think it's important there's a friendly face to greet them at the hospital. As volunteers, we have much more time to speak to people, so it doesn't matter how long an inquiry takes us. It just feels so nice to be able to help people, particularly if they're anxious about being in the hospital." The best bits about volunteering for Eugene are clear: getting out of the house to meet new people and giving something helpful back to the community and local hospital. He said, "I cover the desk 2 mornings a week and the patients and staff really do appreciate the help I give. The staff here do such a tremendous job. They are an extremely dedicated bunch of professionals who are a pleasure to work with." Want to join us? To find out more about volunteering, contact one of our voluntary service managers, Maria Swaby, 01474 360 508. Email maria.swaby@kentcht.nhs.uk. Caroline Wheeler, 01795 418 300. Email carolyn.wheeler@kcht.nhs.uk. Want to have your say? Contact our customer care team. Phone 0300 123 1807. Text 04943 091958. Email kcht.cct@nhs.net. How to sign up. If you'd like to become a member, visit www.kentcht.nhs.uk/FT and fill in the online form. You can also phone 01233 667 827 or email kcht.membership@nhs.net to request a membership form and to find out more.
Quick Fire with Donna Francis. Here, Lewis King speaks to Donna Francis, 32, from Hythe, about how she's involved with us, her work for the Centre for Independent Living Kent, CILK, and how our organisations work together. Could you tell us a bit about yourself? I have spondyloepiphyseal dysplasia congenita, or SED as it's more commonly known, which is what the well-known actor Warwick Davis, who appeared in the Harry Potter films and the sitcom Life's Too Short, has. Although I have a disability, I've never let it stop me. I studied my GCSEs in a mainstream school, followed by my A-levels, and then on to university, where I studied health studies and social science. Since graduating from university in 2006, I have worked for CILK. What is CILK and what does your work involve? CILK was set up in 2002. It is run and managed by disabled people for disabled people in Kent and Medway. We provide independent living information and support to disabled people who express an interest in living independently. This can include things like wheelchairs, benefits, direct payments and accessible transport, and holidays, to name but a few. I am CILK's information officer, so I have lots of face-to-face contact with members of the public. I am responsible for running an outreach programme which involves visiting groups and organisations to give a talk about who we are and what we do. How are you and CILK involved in what we do? I am a patient representative on behalf of CILK and have been part of KCHFT's Patient Engagement Network since September 2013. My main involvement has been part of an interview panel for a new occupational therapist in the wheelchair service. I actually really enjoyed it too, as it was completely different to anything I had done before. The staff on the panel really listened to my opinions and seriously considered what I had to say when deciding who to appoint to the new role. Being involved in something like this made me realise how important it is to have patient representatives like me on interview panels. At the end of the day, we are the people who NHS staff will end up caring for or working with. I'm also a public member of the Trust, so I get to hear about the latest news and developments via this fantastic magazine each quarter. Being a member is really beneficial for me, as I can share this news with everyone at CILK. Great. So would you recommend other individuals or organisations to get involved? I absolutely would, as I think it is so important to be connected with the NHS and to support each other as voluntary and community organisations. At CILK, we send things out to our members on KCHFT's behalf to see if they'd like to be involved. In turn, we can talk to you about the support CILK can offer to your patients through this magazine. Is there anything else you would like to add? I'd just like to say how appreciative I am of having the chance to be involved with KCHFT on behalf of CILK. I think it is really important the views of disabled people are heard. I've also really enjoyed my involvement, have been made to feel part of the team and would recommend getting involved to anyone. Reader Survey, your chance to win £25 M&S voucher. We always like to know what you think, not just about the quality and experience of your care, but also about the information we provide. Please take our reader survey for your chance to win a £25 Marks & Spencer voucher. The survey can be accessed online at www.kentcht.nhs.uk/magazine. The closing date for the survey is 6 p.m. on Friday the 4th of March 2016. Terms and conditions. A winner will be drawn at random from correct entries received before the closing date. The editor's decision is final.
Your guide to community services. We provide more than 70 services across Kent to keep you in the best of health. For many of our services, you will need a referral from a GP or other healthcare professional. However, there are services you can access yourself. Here are some you might find useful. Minor injury or illness. Cuts or bruises, strains or sprains, or possibly broken bones. You don't need an appointment to pop into one of our minor injury units. Some of our units treat minor illnesses too. Edenbridge and District War Memorial Hospital. Mill Hill, Edenbridge, TN8 5DA. Phone 01732 862 137. 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Closed between 1 and 2 p.m. Royal Victoria Hospital, Folkestone. Royal Victoria Hospital, Radnor Park Avenue, Folkestone, CT19 5BN. Phone 01303 852 727. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Gravesham Community Hospital, Bath Street, Gravesend, DA11 0DG. Phone 01474 360 816. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Seven Oaks Hospital, Hospital Road, Seven Oaks, TN13 3PG. Phone 01732 470 200. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Sheppey Community Hospital, Plover Road, Minster, Sheppey, ME12 3LT. Phone 01795 879 100. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Sittingbourne Memorial Hospital, Bell Road, Sittingbourne, ME10 4DT. Phone 01795 418 300. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Victoria Hospital, Deal, London Road, Deal, CT14 9UA. Phone 01304 865 400. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day of the year. X-ray 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Waiting times. People with more serious minor injuries will still be given priority at our MIUs, so a typical wait can be anything from a couple of minutes to around 2 hours. There are also MIUs run by other providers in Dover, Faversham and Whitstable. For information about other health services, go to Health Help Now at http://healthhelpnow-nhs.net. Advice for carers. Carers Trust, national charity with a network of partner organisations providing services to carers, online community with discussion boards, hosted live chats and access to online support team. Phone 0844 800 4361. Web www.carers.org. Carers UK. Carers UK is a charity set up to help the millions of people who look after an older, disabled or seriously ill family member or friend. They want society to respect, value and support carers. Phone 0808 808 7777. Web www.carersuk.org. Carers Direct. Confidential information and advice for carers. Phone 0300 123 1053. Web www.nhs.uk/carersdirect. Kent County Council. Find out what help is available for carers. Phone 03000 419191. For emergency support out of hours, please call. Web www.kent.gov.uk. You can also find more help and advice on our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk/carers. Children's Therapies. The service is made up of physiotherapists, occupational therapists, speech and language therapists, special nurse advisors, key workers and therapy assistants that provide a specialist therapy service for disabled children from birth to 19 years old. The service is available in Dartford, Gravesham and Swanley, Sevenoaks, Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge, Maidstone and Morling and Thanet and Canterbury. You can find full details on our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk. Customer Care Team. If you have a comment, complaint or compliment, call the Customer Care Team. Phone 0300 123 1807 or text 07943 091 958. Email kcht.cct@nhs.net. Dental. General Dental Services in Sandwich and Ramsgate provide a full range of NHS dental treatment for patients in a high street setting. Churchill Dental Practice Ramsgate and New Street Dental Practice Sandwich. Phone 0300 303 4930. Falls Prevention, East Kent. A 12-week prevention and assessment service for anyone at risk of falling or who has fallen. Phone 01303 854 488. Email fallspreventionservice@nhs.net. Kent Continence Service. Advice and support for anyone with bladder and bowel problems, including incontinence. Phone 0300 7900 310. Kent Continence Business Office. Phone 01322 622 355. Newborn Hearing Screening Programme. This service offers high-quality newborn hearing screening and safe and effective assessment for babies in West Kent, Medway and Swale. Phone 01732 471308. Physiotherapy. In some areas you can contact the service direct, in others you will need a referral. Call to find out more. Phone 0300 123 0854. Podiatry or foot care. Our podiatry team specialises in foot health, from common foot problems to more complicated conditions needing surgical correction. You need to be referred by a GP or healthcare professional. For more information, you can contact the service direct. Phone 0300 123 6756. Toenail cutting service. Starting at £13 per session, we can cut your toenails for you. This service is ideal for people who find it hard to look after their feet and who are not entitled to this care through the NHS. Clinics are available in Herne Bay and expanding across Kent in the coming months. You need to book in advance. Phone 0300 123 1554. Web kentcht.nhs.uk/nails. South East Drivability. This centre provides assessment and advice on driving, car adaptation and car choice for disabled drivers and passengers. Email kcht.sedrivability@nhs.net or phone 01622 606 900. Health and Wellbeing Services. Health and Wellbeing Services. There is just one number you need for all our health improvement services. Phone 0300 123 1220. Web www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk. Expert Patients Programme. A 6-week self-management programme for people living with one or more long-term health condition. Phone 0300 123 1220. Option 5. Mobile 07944 935 047. Email kcht.epp@nhs.net. Health Checks. NHS Health Checks is a national cardiovascular screening programme for 40 to 74-year-olds across Kent. We can also provide workplace checks. The checks are for people who are not already being treated for cardiovascular disease, for example, diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney disease and heart disease. Phone 0300 123 1220, option 4. Email healthchecks@kentcht.nhs.uk. Health Trainers. Free confidential one-to-one support to help patients make positive lifestyle changes. Help with accessing local services, increasing physical activity, healthy eating, healthy weight, stopping smoking, alcohol or drugs concerns, reducing stress, sexual health concerns. Phone 0300 123 1220, option 3. Email kcht.healthtrainers@nhs.net. Healthy Weight. Change for Life. This club is for children aged 7 to 11 and their grown-ups who want help to eat well and move more. Exercise Referral. The Exercise Referral Scheme is open to anyone in East Kent with a pre-existing medical condition who would like some help to start increasing their activity levels in a safe and appropriate way. Fresh Start. We are a team of people who can help you if you're sick of the muffin top, bored of yo-yo dieting, or just has enough of the beer belly. Delivered by your local pharmacy. Health Walks. Led by friendly volunteers, health walks are especially good for people who are recovering from illness or who just need a bit of extra motivation to take more exercise. There's no need to book. Visit the website for details. Ready, Steady, Go. Helps children aged 7 to 11 who are above a healthy weight and their grown-ups who need some extra help getting fit and healthy. Specialist Weight Management. Help with weight loss for people with a body mass index, BMI, of more than 35 kilograms per metre square in Swale. We run a 12-month weight loss programme that addresses key causes of obesity, diet, physical activity and emotional well-being. Phone 0300 123 1220, option 2. Stop Smoking. Our team has helped more than 60,000 people in Kent to quit smoking. When you're ready to quit, we can help. Phone 0300 123 1220, option 1. Email kcht.sss@nhs.net. Text QUIT to 87023. Sexual Health. Worried about symptoms, need contraception or just looking for advice? We run daytime and evening clinics with walk-in and appointment sessions. Services run across Kent. Please contact us for more information. Phone 0300 790 0245. Web www.kent.gov.uk/sexual health. You can find a full directory of our services on our website www.kentcht.nhs.uk. Or for more information, phone our customer care team on 0300 1237. Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust. Are you ready? Ryan is. It can be tough to quit smoking, but you don't have to go it alone. When you're ready, give us a call. We've already helped more than 60,000 people to quit. Online quit clubs coming soon. Phone us on 0300 123 1220. Text quit to 87023. Email kcht.sss@nhs.net. Sign up online at www.kenthealthandwellbeing.nhs.uk. Twitter at KentQuit. And that concludes the reading of the Winter 2015-16 edition of Community Health, provided by the Kent Community Health NHS Foundation Trust.